information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Business Leader Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today. Today we're talking about the business of space, and I'm happy to be helping promote the 32nd International Space Development Conference being held here in San Diego, California, May 23rd through 27th. You can learn more about it online at the website isdc.nss.org/2013 gets you to this year's conference, isdc.nss.org. I'm joined today by Neil Sperling, the executive producer of the event, and Dave Dressler, who is the conference chair for this event. And we're very excited to be joined as well by Buzz Aldrin to talk about a new book he has upcoming and to get all of his thoughts about space. So welcome to the show, all. Let me start with Neil, if you want to greet Buzz and start with the questioning.
Well, yeah, Buzz, it's an honor. I don't know if you remember, but I had the great privilege of being in your living room a number of years back. We were talking about various designs, the Lagrangian point, and it was very exciting for me because mission to Mars is what it's all about. It's the next step. And I know there are various plans by various parties right now discussing Mars, Dennis Tito, Bass Lansdorp. I'm curious what you see the next step is, how we get there, because you have this precise engineering-like mind that it would be fascinating to understand that whole process better.
Well, thank you very much. A good bit of it is outlined in Mission to Mars, my vision for space exploration. And it is a vision, but it's based upon years and years of experience, seeing development, evolution of capabilities, and looking at the future and how we can bring that into practical realization, considering the support that I feel will grow tremendously as the prospect of American-led permanence on another planet in the solar system, and the pioneers who will be carrying out that settlement, colonization, and perhaps even more important, the world leader or the president who will go down in history many hundreds of thousands of years from now in the history of humanity on Earth by making a commitment, an expansive commitment beyond Kennedy's, because now it should take two decades to establish permanence. The best time to do that commitment is during the 50th anniversaries of the first through the last landings on the moon. That will be taking place during the re-election presidential campaign of the successor to President Obama. Now, President Obama can contribute to the historical opportunity of the president that he succeeds him, or it may go down in history as not very much of substance that prepared the United States for such a momentous opportunity in history.
Plus, one quick follow-up question. Obviously, we're in difficult economic times, and average folks out there are weighing priorities just like Congress. What do you see as the leanest, meanest, most effective way to get us to Mars? Is it still a government effort? Is it a private effort? Is it a private-public partnership? How can we get there?
I believe that historically, in the past, at the moon, and in the future, this should be an international effort of nations led by one nation that has such great experience at the moon and other experience in exploring outward, I think it's America's obligation and America's opportunity for great commitment in the 21st century. We should not shy away from this opportunity and relinquish to other rapidly expanding nations this tremendous opportunity. And I think it is within our grasp if we do not allow expenditures on many distractions. I don't believe we should send NASA astronauts back to the surface of the moon. We should use our experiences and small resources to lead the activities on the moon through an international lunar development authority where we bring the nations together, decide what the base should be like, and then begin tentative construction efforts of that base on the big island of Hawaii, where we learn to join together rather large objects. We'll make mistakes, we'll learn, but we'll learn those capabilities here on the surface of the Earth so that we can expand them sometime, certainly after 2020, to be able to assist the international countries that will, for mainly initial prestige reasons, the way that the United States established a tentative scientific and emotional and adventuresome presence of human beings at the moon. Now the game is going for real. It is not just a demonstration of advancing technologies, but it is a national, an international commitment of humanity to establish human presence elsewhere than on the surface of the Earth.
Yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity for international cooperation. Dave, do you have some questions for Buzz?
Oh, Buzz, I'll be there on the Big Island waiting to get all this started, and hopefully we'll do it next year. That sounds fabulous. The core of your book has to deal with, I believe, I haven't read your book. It just came out about 2 weeks ago. But is the premise that the idea of the Cycler mission to Mars, and would you elaborate on that?
Yes. Back in 1985, I first looked at Earth-Moon Cyclers, which are useful for tourism swing-bys of the front side and the back side, but not too economic for depositing humans on the surface of the moon. I was then encouraged to look at Mars, and lo and behold, in a short period of time, there existed the Aldrin Cycler within 1 26-month period, which is the opportunity to travel from Earth to Mars or Mars to Earth. One could depart Earth, swing by Mars in 5 to 6 months, and then come back and swing by Earth again for a total of 26 months to continue to repeat that. With Purdue University support and inventiveness, we've improved on that cycler tremendously to maintain a continuous transportation system with two cyclers, and I've made tentative designs of utilizing two interplanetary spacecraft side by side to be the cycling spacecraft that could be augmented with other additional capability, again, to get people from the surface or from Earth orbit to the vicinity of Mars. Well, really, we would be sending a lander to join up with the cycler, and then as it approaches Mars, it would enter the atmosphere and make a landing, of course, close to where the International Mars Base is, so that the inhabitants would begin to man that base, probably the last three people at Phobos who helped to assemble that base with a lander could land just before those people from six people, let's say, from the Earth arrive. And now we have nine people on Mars to begin the settlement.
Well, it is an amazing time we're at. We're on the cusp of some exciting things. Mr. Aldrin, with 1 minute left, this is a business show. What words of encouragement can you offer to entrepreneurs about pursuing this field?
Well, there are many technical things that can be assisting. The aero braking, the aero capture for reusability of the elements of the interplanetary spacecraft would save considerable fuel. Refueling bases based upon lunar ice water in the vicinity of the moon could certainly be a commercial enterprise with lots of opportunity for commercial mining on the surface of the moon and the dark areas of craters. The great temperature differences could also be used to generate electricity by the solar dynamic, replacing photovoltaic, increased efficiency of sunlight supplying power to surfaces and to spacecraft going interplanetary differences.
Well, thanks for the great insights. We've gone beyond a world of opportunity to a solar system full of opportunity. Check it all out at isdc.nss.org. Thanks to Buzz Aldrin. Back in a moment with more here on Business Leader Radio.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Chris Murch, Captain Email here, former owner of WS Radio, back in studios with 21 tips to increase sales. And they're real easy to get. Just whip out that smartphone, even that phone that still does texting, and text 21 tips to 22828. That's 21 tips to 22828. 21 tips, no space, to 22828. And you'll be getting two tips a day for the next 2 weeks.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.